Today is Friday, June 20th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Seashell Day. It's also National Hike with a Geek Day. It's the day that summer begins. It's National Take Your Dog to Work Day. National Anne and Samantha Day. National Ice Cream Day. And National Queen Amon, which is a type of dessert. It's a pastry. You know what? Let's ask ChatGPT if she can tell us. Let's ask Alice if she can tell us what a Queen Amon pastry is. Hey, Alice, what's a Queen Amon pastry?
The Queen Amon is a delicious pastry from Brittany in France. It's made with layers of dough and butter and then sprinkled with sugar, which caramelizes as it bakes, giving it a crispy, sweet, and buttery texture. It's kind of like a croissant with an extra caramelized twist.
You know, I heard you on a YouTube video the other day talking to someone else. Are you cheating on me?
No worries. I'm here just for you. I do help a lot of people, but I'm always happy to chat with you whenever you need.
Okay, fine. Dude, you can do that. That's fine. I'll live with it.
Oh, I'm glad you're okay with it. I'm always here whenever you need me. And
all right. Well, there we go. So a Queen Amon is a fantastic pastry from the Brittany region. I've never had one, but it is one of the things that Claire Saffitz made on Dessert Person. It's just her YouTube channel that she does now that she's not on Epicurious anymore. It's Epicurious, right? Or Bon Appetit. I think it's Bon Appetit. Anyway, now that she's not on Bon Appetit, which I still think was the best cooking YouTube channel ever, and they totally probably don't make nearly as much money now as they used to because they got rid of everyone or everyone quit that was on there before. And they had this, and it could have been because we were all stuck at home because of COVID, you know, I don't know. That was probably part of it. It was probably one of those lightning in a bottle kind of things that it wouldn't have kept going anyway because now that people are not stuck at home. But I don't know, something about having the test kitchen and having others of the test cooks pop in. And it was a cast of characters that you kind of knew. You knew all of them, or at least you knew the main ones. And they would come in and try out each other's recipes and stuff like that. It was just, I don't know, there was something comforting about it or cool. But, you know, it is what it is. Feliz Navidad, but she started this new channel and she cooks stuff from her cookbook, but also other things. And she restarted doing recently the Claire, it used to be called Gourmet Makes, but now she changed it to Claire Recreates, I think is what she calls it. And the other day she was making these Japanese bananas, which is a cake. It actually looked good. It's this almost like a Twinkie-looking cake, but it's got a banana cream on the inside of it. I don't even like bananas. And I was thinking, that looks like it might be good. It's also, by the way, National Vanilla Milkshake Day, which now that I'm old is my favorite flavor of ice cream is vanilla. Because when I was a kid, it was always chocolate. And now, I don't know, I've just gone to liking bland things, I guess. I'm not really sure. So what have I been doing? Nothing. I printed a new thing last night. The new thing that I printed is a statue of a tiger. I feel like I'm going to just be printing all of these knickknacks, and our whole house is just going to become knickknack central. But in the evening, I open my phone. We're watching Outlander, which is basically just a soap opera. But we're watching Outlander, and there's not even much mythical anything about it. She time traveled and that's it. Like, she stayed. Well, I don't know. I mean, we're still in season one, so I have no idea what happened. But they are dragging out this story so slow. Slowly, maybe. And she's, it's basically they're having sex every episode, and you don't see the men bits. There was one pee-pee. There was one pee-pee, and I, you know, you're pretty sure they're fake because they have such good prosthetics nowadays that most actors choose to use fake ones. But there was one. And we've watched, I don't know, 14 episodes or something now, and there's been one. And most of it is breasts and... But some pretty accurate looking sex scenes, though. You feel like you almost feel like you're watching a porn. It's like, oh my God, what are you doing? This isn't going to be on the Hallmark Channel for sure. So we've been watching that, but you know, I'll just sit there at night while we're watching that and I get bored, and it's like shopping, except instead of buying a thing, I'm printing it. And I still have to wait for it because they don't, you know, it takes for something really cool and bigger and not tiny. It takes hours for a lot of these things to print. So, for instance, the tiger that I printed took 13 hours. And you don't even know for sure that it's going to work. And you just kind of have to trust. And so I started it at 9 o'clock last night, and I went to bed. There weren't even feet yet when I went to bed. And I got up this morning, and it was probably halfway up, so it was like halfway up the torso, and you always see, breathe the sigh of relief. It's like, oh, whew, thank goodness. You know, it didn't have any weird problems or stringing or did get caught and knocked over by the, you know, all kinds of things that can happen. And yeah, it completed. The supports, though, one thing that I'm struggling with, and I don't know if any of my listeners are 3D printers. But one thing that I'm struggling with is the supports, and that's when you have overhangs, you have to have a part printed just to support the overhang. So, you know, something flat that it can rest against. And the supports, I have trouble getting them off, and they leave, you know, nubby rough surfaces wherever they were connected, and you try to pull them off, which makes sense. But when I'm watching these YouTube videos, it always seems so much easier to get these things to come off, and I don't know. Anyway, I already had the idea to take some of this liquid metal stuff that I have. It's like metal paint, metallic paint. It's not metallic paint. I think it's actual metal suspended in oil or something, but it's, I've got gold, I've got silver, I've got, well, black is obviously paint, but it's not the consistency of... I don't know. It doesn't really matter what it is, but I took this gold stuff, put it on the end of my sock that I'm no longer wearing. I want to, you know, put that in there. And then I rubbed it all over, and it's a textured lion. So it looks really cool because there are gold bits, swirly gold bits, and swirly black bits. I'll have to post a picture of it somewhere. Mark said, oh, it's really nice. But he said, what really makes it nice is the painting, not the 3D printing. He is just determined that the 3D printing is, I don't know, a waste or something. I'm not sure. I don't know exactly what he thinks, but I'm more enthralled with the 3D printing than he is what I would say. So yeah, I've been doing that. And like I said, we've been starting to plan for Switzerland. And really, that's about it. We're going to go out to eat with my parents tonight for Father's Day. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.